Hello and welcome to Let's Talk Diz, a show that gives you everything you need to know to help make your Disney vacation as magical as can be in just about 20 minutes. I'm your host, Jeff Coviello. With me each week is Disney Master Sandy from Easy Diz by Instant Impressions Travel Services. Sandy, how you doing this week?
I am doing great. How are you doing today, Jeff?
I'm doing well. I'm excited to talk about today's topic. You're just coming back from property where we had a character meal that was always very desirable return, and we're here to talk about it.
It was finally a long 4 years, but we are thrilled that 1900 Park Fair is back. A little bit different than before, but I can't tell you how many times I've walked through the Grand Floridian, and it's just kind of odd to have seen it shuttered for so long.
Well, you mentioned that it's a little bit different, so I guess maybe that's where we should begin, right? It is a character meal that we're talking about. What about it is different, the same? Let's give us a brief overview.
It's still serving just breakfast and dinner. It's still a character meal. But we are getting characters that we haven't seen in a character meal before, and a really unique mix of characters. I have to say, when the announcement first came out, this one kind of had me going, and I've been trying to figure it out ever since. It's going to be the same characters for breakfast and dinner, which those of you who are huge 1900 Park fans, it was different characters in the past. But it is now Maribel, what I'll call new Tiana, Prince Aladdin, and Cinderella. So again, a very unique mix coming across four different stories, which Disney really never does. We have a princess meal, which obviously goes across multiple stories, but this isn't all princesses. This isn't all princes. This is just a unique, I guess, people looking for something different, and they brought it all together under one roof.
Now, before we even go any further with that, one of the things that you constantly say whenever we're going to some of these character meals is that no characters are guaranteed, but it sounds like this is a very specific group of characters that they've announced. Do we believe that this is going to stay consistent? Should we be subject to change? Like, how should people approach that?
You're right. I always say no character is guaranteed. If you've been listening to the podcast since the beginning, and thank you, those of you who've been with us for 3 years, you've heard me tell the story before that years ago, we went to Alice's Tea Party. That was an extra kind of dining experience you could pay for. We would drop the kids off for a tea party with Alice and the Mad Hatter. And Alice was a no-show. So even with her name right in the dining experience,
yeah.
It's never a guarantee, but I would say that, you know, these characters aren't known to get sick too often. They've worked really hard to craft this specific crowd of characters. I think it's one of the things that they looked at with a lot of extra detail, because while we all know that Mickey is real, we know that face characters can be a little bit harder to make sure that they appear, but I know that they worked hard on a grouping that would consistently work. So I'll say it's subject to change, but I'll say that you are 99.5% guaranteed.
Okay, and we're talking about Mirabel, Tiana in her, you know, new gear, essentially, as the Bayou begins to take shape and will open very, very soon. Prince Ali, right? Aladdin and his Prince Ali apparel and Cinderella were the ones that you had mentioned.
Correct.
Okay, so with all those new characters, and it's been a number of years since this has been open for business, did it get new decor too? Is that how the restaurant was set up?
It did get a minor makeover. Again, we know that Disney fans are not huge on total redos, so there's a lot of elements that are still there. They did not change the overall shape of the restaurant, the location of the buffet. They left a lot of nods to 1900 Park Fair. I know one of the first questions I was asked is the strawberry soup still there? It is.
Okay.
One of the unique things that I think is still there that pretty much confuses me every time I go, but I can't help but take part in it. They have a tall candy decanter where you kind of turn the knob and the candy comes out on the bottom, filled with gummy bears.
Okay.
It's been there for as long as I can remember. Actually, the people at the table next to me were talking to me about it, and the guy says to me, I've never understood it, but it's a tradition of mine since I was a kid. Breakfast and dinner, this glass decanter remains, and everybody feels compelled to grab some gummy bears to put on their plate. So the overall design is still there. The carousel theme is definitely there. What they did in the main room is they've added these large portraits. And they're not only of the four characters that we talked about, but there's this new theme to the restaurant of wishing and making your wish come true. And so there are a lot of different, what they've called wishing characters, depicted in these portraits on the wall.
So tying in, you know, with Wish, obviously, as well. But it now, as you're saying that that's the theming, some of these character decisions make a little bit more sense, right?
They do. And one of the things, you know, I'm always good for a great theme and an extra element. When you are walked to your table, you are handed a wishing card and a little pencil to write all of your wishes down. And it seems to be about once every 50 minutes, they do a wishing gathering. And so all the movement among the servers and the characters stop within the restaurant. You know, there's a little announcement that comes on overhead, and they talk about bringing your wishes to the sky and making your wishes come true and holding your wishing card high into the sky, and the characters kind of guide you and working to make your wish come true. But one of the pieces that I love to that, since I think they were super sensitive to a crowd of youngsters that are there, is when it's all done, the narrator to the story talks about some wishes can come true right away. But sometimes we have to be very patient because our wishes could take a while to come true.
Yeah.
So not to give up on your wish if it doesn't happen in the next 30 seconds. So I guess I'll keep playing the lottery this week.
Yeah. I missed that scene from Wish where you won the lottery. They somehow made that cut in the last film. But I like that idea. And I think it's a cool thing. As somebody with little kids, I'm picturing both of my kids getting into writing down their wish in the card and really eating that up. Pun intended. You know, you said about every 50 minutes, something like that kind of happens.
And I love the idea. You know, I'm going to pick on you for a minute, Jeff. You talk about how Disney really forces everybody to be so tied into their phone.
Sure.
And I love that the wishing card, if you kind of use it the way that I think it's intended, has your family sitting and talking and thinking and really dreaming, which is what Walt wanted us all to do, but it forces that conversation at your table.
100%. Okay, so let's break down the food then, because you said it is available for breakfast and dinner, correct? So
that's correct.
Let's start with breakfast.
And both meals, again, are a buffet. There is definitely no shortage of food here. So many great things. The breakfast is two kinds of eggs, a killer cinnamon pull-apart bread, almost like if you're a fan of monkey bread, little individual versions of monkey bread, a bread pudding with a cream sauce, in the morning a ham carving station, a huge cut-up fruit display, choices of yogurt with different toppings. They're cheesy. Potato casserole that they were known for in the past. Eggs Benedict, if you really need to go, cereal and milk, that's also available. Bagels, toast, lox, capers, everything you could want. Of course, that strawberry soup with the option to top it with fresh strawberries and whipped cream or just have the strawberries and whipped cream on the side.
Yeah, I was going to say, you could just put that on the side.
It was really phenomenal.
That's great. That's great. All right, so that's breakfast. And then I guess my question is, like many of the places that do this, this restaurant goes dark for a large portion of the day then.
It does. Again, hours are always going to be subject to change, but I wouldn't even say a large portion of the day when I think about it now, because breakfast extends beyond what you and I might think of breakfast. Breakfast is going to be 8 to noon.
Right.
And again, remember Disney's policy. You might get an 11:50 breakfast reservation.
Sure.
They're not kicking you out at noon.
No. No, so probably not.
Its number of hours of darkness are pretty limited because the first dinner seating begins at 4.
Got it. Okay. So there is that gap of time depending upon when the last the last seats for breakfast to depart and then the first seats for dinner.
The gap is probably about 3 hours. And again, they're fully changing the restaurant over. One bizarre thing that I learned, and I don't know how I never picked up on this. I was talking to a variety of servers, and apparently this is a semi-across-the-board thing. They've determined that people use salt, pepper, sugar, sweetener, and things at breakfast, but not at other meals. So they use that in-between time to clear the tables of all of those items.
Huh.
And if you like them, you need to request them. That was one of those things that was kind of surprising to me.
Yeah, it seems like an odd thing, for especially for a buffet.
You know, I'm somebody who salts my food pretty regularly, and I also have been trying to curb my Diet Coke addiction and do a lot of unsweetened iced tea that I add a sweetener to. So when they dropped off my drink for dinner, I knew that the sweetener had been on the table for breakfast. I didn't even think about it. And then when she left, I realized it wasn't there. I looked around. None of the tables had it. I went to salt my potatoes, and it was not there. So it's one of those unique distinctions.
Yeah, you got to remember. All right, but so what were the dinner options? Because we went through the breakfast options were massive. So what did we have for dinner?
Again, totally massive options. And, of course, gummy bears.
Obviously, when I think dinner, I think gummy bears.
You think gummy bears.
Yes, clearly.
They had two kids' stations set up. The first was mac and cheese, turkey meatballs, red sauce, corn, two kinds of pizza, and chicken nuggets. Then for the adults, obviously, or anybody that wants, again, the great thing is anybody can eat anywhere. They had peel and eat shrimp, two different kinds of lettuce with a make-your-own salad bar, pretty good assortment of toppings, cheese, chickpeas, lots of different salad dressing. Though I did think it was odd, there was no salad dress. There was no carrots there.
Huh.
They did then have a selection of four different types of prepared salads. So there was a bean salad, lots of different items. And of course, they're back at the carving station. One carving station, two carvings. Turkey that was phenomenal, roast beef, their mashed potatoes that they are known for. They then had jambalaya, green beans. There was definitely no shortage of food here. A jasmine rice, a charcuterie board with some cheeses, grapes, light kinds of meat, and a bread display that was phenomenal. And then chicken noodle soup. I'm not quite sure where that came from.
that came out of left field. That's a wish. Somebody granted that wish.
The number one thing that I've heard in talking to people is, where are the beignets? They really thought since we had Tiana, we'd have beignets.
Sure. I get that.
They were not. The jambalaya is the nod to Tiana and the Bayou. And then, of course, there were two full stations of dessert. So, you know, if you weren't full already, they had killer brownies. They were a great brownie, a fudge brownie with a multi-different kind of brownie, vanilla, dark chocolate, light chocolate topping. They had a raspberry cheesecake. They had chocolate chip cookies, obviously more aimed to the kids, vanilla cupcakes. They had what they called a hot brownie. It was kind of those little dark chocolate bites. We find them often in Canada during the Food and Wine Festival.
Yep,
they're
yep.
mini kind of brownies, and they had that great hot vanilla sauce you could pour over them. And then a toasted coconut cake, which I will say, I was there. I had my nephew dining with me. The coconut cake looked amazing. It was this small cake bar with this bright kind of red frosting. We both really struggled with it. The frosting was a passion fruit that was great at first bite and then a little bit overwhelming in both of our opinions to the cake. But definitely try it. Let us know what you think, because we left there. You needed to kind of roll us out of there. It was all so good. And in the name of, you know, all of our clients, I tried it pretty much all to give you some feedback.
What about so, any signature drinks? Did they have anything specific to the theming, or was it just mostly what you would find at any experience like this?
You know, I think the drink menu was a little unique. I'm going to kind of sidestep your question for a minute.
Sure.
And talk about what you do get included, which is why the drink menu always throws me. So breakfast is $54 an adult. And remember that adult is 10 and up, $34 a child. Dinner jumps to $66 an adult and $41 a child. And that's going to give you anything you want on the buffet and then some. It's also going to include any non-alcoholic beverage. And again, I'll say it's not cheap, but it's definitely pretty average pricing for a Disney buffet. And especially with the characters being the same, this is where I really encourage people, if you're doing the dining plan, the character dinners are the way to go. Again, $66 an adult, $41 a child. The dining plan, $94 a night an adult, $29.70 a child.
Yeah.
So already on the child, you're $12 ahead of the game. On the adult, you've got about $28 to make up with your lunch and your snack. But remember, if you're on the dining plan, you can pick up that drink menu that you were just talking about and add in a cocktail. And of course, they have plenty to choose from. I don't know that there were any of them that they didn't do a great job of naming them thematically. But again, you saw that kind of nod to what they're doing. You know, they have the Bloody Mary with the jumbo shrimp to be down on the bayou. Sure. They've done a lot with that passion fruit, strawberry rose spritz, because again, that strawberry soup is kind of what everybody wanted to know about. But again, all of those cocktails can be included if you're on the dining plan. I shouldn't say all of those cocktails. One of those cocktails.
Right.
And again, when we talk about the value, the cocktails there ranged from $16 to $18. But the glasses of wine that are also included range from $13 to $29. And then they had a lot of non-alcoholic specialty beverages that they came up with. So again, the kids can get a specialty beverage, and that's really where they did a little bit more work. They have the So Many Wishes, a pomegranate green tea, a lavender lemonade. So those are going to be, if you're not on the meal plan, between $5.75 and $6.30. And obviously all of these prices are subject to change. They do also have, besides the kids' drinks, some zero-proof cocktails. So if you're more into that, a pink London spritzer, an agave garden, a great way, again, to get... It's not, to me, only about getting the value out of your meal plan, but I always say what I love about the meal plan is we spend for things that we wouldn't buy at home.
Right.
And so, again, you can see pretty quickly that $66 plus a cocktail... Depending, you know, going with that average cocktail, you're at $82.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
out of your $94 dining plan.
It's a big deal. It's a big deal.
There are cocktails available at breakfast as well. You know, I don't suggest a cocktail and then getting right on Tron, listen, but you know, I'll leave it to you.
To each his own. You never know. You never know what people's mornings look like.
So some great ways to really get value of the dining plan, have some extras, and really indulge while on vacation.
Well, it does sound like the way to go. Anything else that we haven't mentioned today that you think people should know before we say goodbye?
One of the things that they were just starting to roll out before COVID that seems to be more in full swing now is we talk about Disney being amazing with allergies, and they will always have a chef come to your table. It's one of the first questions that all of the servers ask you, but they're now starting for the buffets to print an allergen menu, which I love. It lists every food on the buffet and the top 8 allergens and which ones they're safe and not safe for. And they've kind of color coded it in a way that you just can't mistake what's easy for you to have and what isn't. Again, if you want to meet with a chef, they are still happy to have the chef come out and see you. and walk you through the buffet, but having it pre-listed, and again, there's green check marks and big red circles in each column, so it's very obvious what you can and can't eat. And even if you want the chef to walk you through, but then you have doubt, having that menu is excellent. The other thing I'll say right now is the top thing I heard from people on my personal social media once I started posting pictures is, I've been trying to get a reservation and I can't.
Right.
It's going to be a hard get for a little bit. And the reason is, and kudos to Disney for not going for the almighty dollar on this one. When they open new restaurants, they don't open them at capacity. They don't share the formula with us, but I will say, based on being there twice and being there, you know, way past opening to see, I would say that they're only seating 50 to 60% of the tables. There's a large number of seats not available. Those will come on board about 2 months from now, making it easier. The other tough thing, because they're new and they don't want to have that bad experience, that's why they go with a lower number of people eating there and an incredibly high ratio of servers, assistant servers. When I went for breakfast, at one point I counted 18 management people standing around the restaurant.
Got it.
And I know that sounds excessive, but again, there's so many different departments. There's character management, there's food management, there's server management, and they're really recording the experience. And I will say, they were standing there with iPads, taking in details. They were occasionally talking to some people dining to see what you thought, how you could improve the experience. Again, it's one of the things that I love about Disney is their openness to improvement. When I went for dinner, as I was at that charcuterie station that's just next to the carving station, there was a manager talking to the chef at the carving station. And I could hear the chef explaining that it was not the best design station for them. Huh. In order to protect all of the food, the plexiglass that went three quarters of the way around the station and the quarter that didn't have it is where the person stands. The plexiglass went 95% of the way to the bottom, which in theory means there was enough room to slip a plate through. Except that the carving board was in front of that 5%. So he was saying it's very difficult.
Yeah, it's complicated.
He's got to reach his hand super high, which he didn't have a problem doing, to hand you your food. But if you weren't tall enough to be over the top of the plexiglass, it created an awkward interaction.
Got it.
And so for anybody, for instance, in a wheelchair, he would have to leave the carving station and come around to them, which they gladly would do. But he said to the guy, if we could bring the plexiglass up another 10%, we solve this problem.
Yeah, it's not ideal. It's good.
And the manager was like, that makes total sense to me. We'll get right on that. It wouldn't surprise me if by this weekend that's already done.
Yeah.
So I love how they look at those things.
Well, and I love the fact that you go down there as soon as these things open, because as somebody that's worked in this service industry, you know, you never open at full capacity because things like that have to get worked out. So you seeing that allows somebody who's going on vacation next and enjoying this experience to know that that's not where we began, but it's where we've ended. So I think that's
And
cool.
Again, they work so hard, that limited capacity, which again, they're turning down, my guess is hundreds of thousands of dollars a day by
sure.
doing that.
Sure.
There are no discounts available. So if you're DVC, annual pass, CAS, they've said they were told at least a year for the no discounts. That cuts down on some of the people trying to get in because some of those people won't go without a discount.
Right.
And then again, till they are at capacity and, you know, sure, how long are people staying? What is that flow going to be? They also are not allowing the walk-up feature on the app. So if you don't have a reservation, don't give up. Keep stalking the app. Things definitely open. But, you know, it's not going to be that easy get. Don't decide, you know, at 32 days out, you think you're going to get that reservation immediately.
Got it. Well, Sandy, thank you for taking the time to go down on property. I know that it was really, really difficult to have to hit this awesome experience twice while you were there, once for breakfast and once for dinner. But that's why you're the Disney master. It's why we have you here. I appreciate the expertise and the time, and have a great week.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
That's a wrap this week on Let's Talk Diz. If anyone you know could benefit from this or any show, please share on your Facebook and Instagram for other Disney fans to enjoy. And don't forget to reach out to the folks at Easy Diz by Instant Impressions Travel Services for any Disney destination planning. Make it a great week. And as always, keep making memories.